we good to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome our 1998 Open champion, Mark O'Meara, who scored a 4 under par 67 today, just one shot off the lead. You're in a fantastic position going into tomorrow. Can you tell us about your round today?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm very pleased. I hit the ball well today. I missed a couple fairways. Just drove it just on the edge of the right rough on 9, but was in the first cut, and then I hit 2 bad drives on, kind of hung it to the right on 14 and pulled my drive to the left on 15. But other than that, I hit all the fairways. I hit all the greens. You know, my birdies on the front 9 were from a short range. Certainly starting off with 2 birdies on the first 2 holes with a total of about a, I think I had about a 3.5, maybe 4-footer, 3.5-footer or so on the first hole, and then hit it about 3 feet on the second hole. So, you know, I guess on the first tee, my thought was, look, you know, I realize I'm 56, but I also realize, you know, that I've won the Open Championship. And I also know that links golf is a little bit different than playing in the Masters. It's a little bit different than playing in the U.S. Open. It's a little different than a PGA. From the standpoint, you know, experience, I think, plays a big factor in how guys play. And because links golf, it's not just about power. You know, where a lot of the game today is about bombs away and hit the ball a long way and, you know, play it up in the air. You know, links golf is about creativity, shot process, thinking about where you need to land the ball. You know, and today it was, I heard some of the comments when I was just with the other media about some of the players. But, you know, look, I don't know how many Opens I've played in, but I think this is about 27, 28, somewhere around that. You know, I've seen the most horrendous conditions you can think about playing golf in out there. But today, you know, the wind really didn't blow that hard. I understand the course is dry, it's firm, it's fast, and the greens got pretty quick for an Open Championship. But just in my estimation, I don't know. I mean, I didn't see it being unfair, in my opinion. So I guess if I had shot 8 over, I might come in and tell you guys it was unfair. But, you know, to me, I just didn't see that. So, you know, I'm pleased to get off to a good start, and hopefully I can play well tomorrow morning.
Okay, we'll take some questions, please. Number 2 on the right.
Mark, Ted Sobel, KFWB in L.A. How are you?
Hey, Ted.
Good. Representing Long Beach State.
Yes, sir.
Hey, 15 years since you've won.
Right.
Can you do it again? I mean, is this
something
that can go?
You know, it's motivating to watch what Tom Watson did at Turnberry. It's motivating to see what, you know, Greg Norman, you know, certainly did at Birkdale. You know, do I think I can? When I play like I did today, yeah, I think I can. I didn't feel like I was 56 years old out there today. I felt like I was 32. So, and I'm not saying that you know, one round makes a tournament, because it doesn't. I've done this many times. I've been here. But it's nice to have played well. I mean, to me, you know, I've been playing pretty well over the last couple of years. I know I was hurt last year for about 4 months, but you know, there's times the way I play and I strike the ball, I feel like I actually am a better player now than I was maybe 15 years ago. I understand I'm not a spring chicken, or I may not putt as good or chip as good or whatever, but, you know, the quality of shots that I hit out there today, you know, I would say that, hey, you know, that's as good as I played when I was in my prime. So that's what I think makes links golf, you know, so much more enjoyable and so much more what the game of golf should be played like. And that's why I've always had a passion in playing in the Open Championship, and knowing that, you know, Birkdale's next week down the road in the Senior Open Championship. So, you know, I know I haven't won a lot in the last maybe 10 or 11 years of my career, but I've been close a lot. And I know that sometimes if you just keep getting close, sooner or later, they're going to open the door.
Number 3 on the left.
Mark, you mentioned the greens.
Right.
There's been a lot of players coming in commenting on them, as you said, so much so the RNA have had to comment on it themselves. Do you think that they need to do anything to manage the greens over the next 24 hours or so, given
no,
the weather's going to continue?
Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, certainly you probably have to put a little bit of water on them. If there's no moisture whatsoever and it keeps getting firmer and harder and baked out, you know, the greens in Open Championships and on links golf courses tend to have a lot more undulation in them. So, yeah, I mean, I imagine they've got to take a little bit of a look at it. But, like, I, you know, I know I teed off at 12:06 today. I was kind of in the middle of the field, and I just didn't see it to where, you know, some of the comments that I saw, and I'm not saying that they're right or I'm right and they're wrong. I'm just saying that, you know, trust me, I've stood on holes where it's 200 yards or 212 and hit driver, and I can barely hold on to the club, and it's freezing, raining, and sleeting, and cold, and I can't put my umbrella up. I mean, to me, that's way more miserable than what we had out there. I thought it was tough. I thought it was challenging, but unfair, I'd say no. And if they think it's that way, then they need to look at the old man and say, hey, how did that guy do that? You know? I mean, really. Seriously. So, you know, these guys are good. They should be able to play in these conditions. I just didn't see it unfair. Honest to God, I didn't.
Number one on the left.
Mark, can I ask you about the young amateur you played with today,
yeah.
Grant? He was very complimentary towards you about how you helped to settle him down at the start of his round. Is that something that you take upon yourself frequently when you're playing with young kids? And also, what did you make of his game?
First of all, I thought Grant was a fine young man, very talented. He hung in there extremely well today. He battled hard. I think he gained a lot of experience. You know, the kids, the way they play golf today is a lot different than when I was his age. I couldn't play like he could play. And, you know, my philosophy when I'm playing golf is that, you know, I want to be, you know, a little bit of a mentor to younger players. I want to set the right example. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, but I do believe that, you know, it's my responsibility as a professional golfer to hopefully conduct myself in the right manner out there on the golf course. And if I can help a young player become a better player or move him along in his career, I'm very happy to do that. Very happy to do that. And I see a bright future for Grant, very much so. Very mature. You know, he made some good birdies coming in when he needed to. And I predict him that he'll play well again tomorrow.
Number four in the middle here.
Mark, you think you've got a chance of winning. Do you think anybody else will think you've got a chance of winning? And if not, does that inspire you even more?
I hope my wife thinks I got a chance of winning because I'm building a new house. But no, I take this with a grain of salt, and I also am realistic. You know, there'll be a little bit more pressure tomorrow, obviously. But once again, you know, I know my name's. When I left the house the other day, it's funny because I have the claret jug at home. And I have the Masters trophy at home. And when I travel and I'm going to be gone for multiple weeks, there's only two trophies. There's actually three trophies that mean a lot to me. But those two trophies, I have to take them out of my trophy case and put them, kind of hide them somewhere in my house. Because I don't want anybody to steal the claret jug. And I don't want anybody to take the Masters trophy. So when I picked the claret jug up the other day to go kind of put it somewhere special in my house, I realized that, you know, no matter what happens for the rest of my life, you know, my name's on that trophy at least one time. Now, whether it ever happened again or not, that would be a dream come true. But knowing that at least I've won one Open Championship, I take tremendous pride in that. Because to me, this is the championship.
What's the trophy you don't care about?
Well, there's a lot of, you know, I don't care. I care about them all, but just those are a little bit different. And I have the U.S. Amateur trophy, too, but I didn't put that away. Because it's too big, so I kept that U.S. Amateur. If somebody wants to steal the U.S. Amateur trophy, they can have it. But I just don't want them to take my Masters trophy or my claret jug.
Do you hide them in different places on different trips?
No. Yeah, I kind of move them around a little bit, Dougie. I do. I don't want to tell you because you guys might come in there and take them. But, you know, those are you know, I just have a great appreciation and a great passion for this championship. You know, whether I play good or bad. You know, I have tremendous respect for it. You know, this is the way golf, to me, was designed to be played. It's the oldest championship. You look at the names. You know, I've told this story before. I mean, after I won in 98, and I flew home with Tiger on the way back, I remember Tiger on the plane home across the Atlantic was like, you know, let me see the trophy. I'm like, okay, I'll show it to you. So I take it out of the case, and he's looking at it. And I remember telling Tiger, I said, you know, I said, I got to tell you something. I know you came up one shot shy of, you know, being in the playoff, but I will tell you, your name will be on that trophy more than one time. And, you know, here we are, whatever, 15 years later, and his name's on there three times. And, you know, who knows what he's going to do this week. But it's a long, still a lot of golf to be played, a long way to go. And hopefully I can keep playing well and hit shots like I hit today.
Martin on the left.
Mark, based on some of the comments we've heard today, do you think younger players do have a tendency to moan more than maybe in your prime? And does that disappoint you if that is the case?
You know, everybody's personality is different out there. But I am, and I'm not saying that I haven't complained or gotten upset on the golf course, but I'm not a big fan of guys that get out there and whine a lot. I mean, I don't see any reason for it, especially today's generation. You know, they're so talented, the players today, and they're playing for so much money. My feeling is, you know, you look at the volunteers, you look at the media, look at everything. I mean, to show a little bit of sign of appreciation, you know, to be at the top level at whatever sport you're in, you know, that requires some responsibility. And, you know, that aspect of it, I think players should be more aware of. And players need to hopefully conduct themselves in the right manner on the golf course, for sure. And when they don't, it does bother me, to be honest with you.
Number two at the back.
Mark, first of all, thank you for striking a blow for us older gentlemen out there today. It's
one for the old farts.
Mark, what's the difference physically, mentally, and competitively between you in 1988 and the Mark O'Meara who played out there today? And do you have the burning ambition and the hunger to win this tournament?
Well, I have the burning desire to play well. And wherever that, you know, puts me in the event, so be it. But I think in 98 I was 41. I wasn't hitting the ball well. A lot of my friends and fellow media people that are here know that. And my expectations were low. So sometimes when your expectations are a little lower, it's a little easier to perform, you know, because most people didn't expect, you know, Mark O'Meara to win the Masters necessarily at 41, including myself. A lot of people might not have expected me to win the Open Championship. But I look at it, you know, I had chances in the Open Championship before. You know, I certainly had a chance in 91. Playing with Ian Baker Finch in the final group, tied for the lead after three rounds at Birkdale. And you know, the fact that I tended to, throughout my career, to be more of a low ball hitter, you know, and having success in windy and tougher conditions. So I always felt that if I was going to play well, it would certainly be in the Open Championship. So, you know, I know that, you know, today is a good start, and, you know, hopefully tomorrow morning I can get out there and just kind of keep playing and plugging along and, you know, make some more birdies and see where we go.
Number one on the left.
Mark, you said you didn't feel 56 today. You felt 32. Was there one hole or one shot where the years fell away?
No, I certainly, like I said earlier when I first came in, I mean, getting off to a good start is vital pretty much in any tournament. But you can never get, you know, ahead of yourself, and you can never get too far behind. You're going to have to stay kind of like players say, kind of in the present or in the moment. But you know, certainly hitting the good shots on one and two to where, you know, I had very short, makeable birdie putts. And those holes can be, especially number one, can be, you know, quite demanding. And even though I made a couple of bogeys out there today, it was kind of silly, to be honest with you, on 10. Because I did what you need to do on 10 to make a good score. I hit a perfect drive. And I felt good about that. And then to miss the green with a 7-iron from the middle of the fairway and where I missed it was pretty bad. You know, it wasn't a very good shot at all. But I came back and I hit some decent shots on 11, 12, and 13, and then 14 driving in the bunker. You know, I could tell I needed maybe a little something to eat out there, to be honest with you. I didn't have anything to eat. And, you know, I was running out of a little bit of energy. But fortunately, when I hit a good drive on 17, that kind of gave me the confidence that, hey, you know, I'm in a good position. I can make birdie. That'll get me back to 3-under. 3-under is a good score today out here. And, you know, it came out different than that. I made the putt for eagle and, you know, certainly hit a good putt on 18 that could have easily gone in. And, you know, it's just like I said, it's a nice start. But, you know, I've been doing this a long time and I realize that there's three other rounds I got to play and I need to play well those three rounds to even, you know, hopefully have a chance on Sunday. But, you know, tomorrow's a new day and try to get out there and get started and play well.
Just time for a couple of questions. I'll take John here.
Come on. Apart from the score, what gave you the most pleasure today?
There was probably a couple elements from the standpoint, a lot of the birdies on the front nine. I mean, of the five birdies, the longest putt I made was the one on number six where I had about 11-footer. All the other birdie putts were pretty much, you know, to where you guys could make them. And girls, probably. Unless you move your head, you're going to make them. But I'd say the other kind of cool thing was when I was on the tee on 10, you know, Tiger was walking across to go to the putting green, and I hadn't seen him. I really haven't seen him since the Masters, to be honest with you, and haven't spent any time with him. But he kind of gave me a wink, and I got up and I piped my drive on 10. Wow. So when I can pipe my drive on 10 in front of him, that's a good feeling. You know, because he's probably thinking, oh, God, the old man's like 500 after 9. How the hell is he doing that? You know, he's going to hit a squirrely one here, and I piped it. So I was pretty pleased with that.
And whenabouts on the round did the 32-year-old Mark O'Meara join the 56?
You know, I would say that just the quality of the iron strikes that I had today, you know, hitting them the correct distance and hitting the ball pretty solid, you know, I just didn't feel that old out there today. And I don't know why. I just didn't. And you guys have days like that, don't you? Don't you feel like you're 32 once in a while? No, I didn't think so. It's okay, there's still hope.
Number two on the right, please.
Mark, I'm curious. You talk about how much you love this tournament. How much fun is it to, especially through the back nine, to be able to look on the
leaderboard? Oh, it's a blast. It's a blast. I mean, like I said, you know, the thing that it's not only just the fact that it's the Open Championship of the world. It's also the fact that Lynx Golf, but what really makes it special is really when we come over here and play, the spectators. You know, the people that come out and watch an Open Championship are second to none. They have a great, great, great knowledge and appreciation for the game. And for the players that get to play in front of those people, the fans, it just makes it that much more enjoyable. So from that aspect, you know, they know who their Open champions are. Even if it might have been 15, 20, 12, 8, 10 years ago, they know. And they, I think they appreciate the fact that we still come back and try to compete.
I was going to say, and what was going through your mind when that last putt circled? Were you thinking?
Well, you know, I realized Zach was 5 under, but I also realized that it was a tough putt, and I was just trying to 2-putt, to be honest. And when I hit it, I knew I'd hit it a nice speed. And as it was tracking up there, it looked to me always like it was going to maybe miss left, just on the edge, or maybe lip out. But it hung in there for the last 3 feet, and I was thinking, well, wait a minute, this looks pretty good. And then as it started to lip, I thought it was going to lip out, but I didn't realize it lipped out and came back at me like that. So, you know, I'm pleased to get away with a par. A birdie would have been a bonus, but the eagle on 17 was really kind of the highlight because I needed a little shot in the arm then, and that kind of came through for me.
Three on the left.
Mark, what will you do from the time you walk out of here until you tee off tomorrow?
We'll go back to the house. You know, Peter's here and my caddy and my wife is already back at the house, and we'd made lasagna for tonight. She made it last night. So, you know, I mean, I'm not much to go to the range and actually hit balls off the firm turf out there. So I'll go back, eat dinner, you know, go to bed, come out here tomorrow morning and hopefully hit the fairway on number one and, you know, go from there and start all over again. But no matter what happens, I mean, listen, it was a joy out there today. It was fun to play with I think Grant might be, is he 19? How old is Grant?
He's about 19.
About 19. It's nice to play with a young, you know, the Scottish amateur champ. And then Marcus Frazier, they were very great to play with. And hopefully we can all have a good day again tomorrow.
Last question, Mark.
Mark, not to over-egg this pin placement thing, but
sure.
The two holes that were mentioned by some of the players were 8
right.
And 18. From your point of view, can you describe them as you saw them?
No problem. I mean, I hit a nice 3-iron off 8. I hit a 9-iron pin high just right of the hole to about 12 feet. It had about 2.5-3 cups of break to it, and I just missed it on the low side. So I didn't think it was that hard. But maybe if I was long and left, it would have been a little more difficult because it was kind of sitting on the side of the slope on the front right over there on number eight. But in fairness, you know, a lot of times the greens and Open Championships, they're always aware and cognizant that the wind can get up, and so they never get the greens that fast stemp-wise. But today, because the last few days and last week it's been dry, it's been pretty mild, the greens have gotten a lot firmer and definitely gotten faster. So, yes, I mean, it does get to a point where if you're in the wrong position on the green, you better be very careful on your putts. You know, you're putting defensively for sure. There's nothing wrong with that, though. It's a major championship.
Okay? Thanks very much, Mark.
Thanks,
good luck
everybody.
For the rest of the week.